Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
That, my friends, is the point of FIRE. It is simply to have more options and to allow you to decide how you want to live your life.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is the FIRE movement in real estate and what you need to know. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. Please seek licensed financial advice. Now, the FIRE movement, debatably, is one of my favorite topics to talk about, and it's been quite some time since I've brought it up here on the show. And if you're not familiar, it's an acronym. FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And the majority of the participants, this really, by the way, it got popular right after the Great Recession for the most part. And these are stock investors who subscribe to the idea of dollar cost averaging over time into low cost index funds while maintaining a very high savings rate at their job so that they can inevitably build up a large portfolio that in turn can provide them income for the rest of their lives. So at its core, this is primarily a stock strategy, but in today's episode, I want to uncover how real estate could also be an investment vehicle of choice for the FIRE movement. So I'll reveal the overall strategy and give you a couple practical examples for a takeaway. So let's begin with a brief overview of the FIRE movement as it pertains to stocks. So it starts commonly with having an active income, working for money, having a job, having a career, owning your own business, what have you, which is how most of us, quite frankly, start anyway in this game. Number two, they have a heavy emphasis on a high savings rate. Common traditional financial advice might say save 10 or 15% of your income if possible for retirement. The FIRE movement looks at it from a standpoint of 50% or higher in most cases. So the higher your savings rate, the quicker you get the end result. So it does help to have a high-paying job, obviously, but there's also a huge emphasis on frugality and how to cut costs effectively. So as the years go by, I would say most people fall in the camp of probably maintaining this kind of strategy for about 10 to 20 years. So it's not a lifelong venture for most people. They may find themselves with a pretty sizable investment account. So for simple math, we'll call it a $1 million account. So the next step is when you actually embrace FIRE and you actually quit your job and say, I'm going to live on my investments, you maintain a 4% annualized withdrawal rate from your stock portfolio. So for $1 million, that's $40,000 a year. For a $2 million portfolio, that's $80,000 per year. And the idea here is that the stock market, on average, historically, has delivered about a 8, 9, whatever you want to call it, 10% annualized return. So by only withdrawing 4% a year, you're leaving yourself a margin of safety for inflation and for continued growth in the portfolio, or maybe for some market volatility. Now, with all of this in mind, let's take a look at this strategy as it could pertain to real estate, because I've been a long-term advocate for the FIRE movement, but I have made two subtle tweaks to the strategy. Number one, using real estate as my primary investment vehicle. And number two, using passive income or cash flow for my income. So one reason I've been attracted to real estate for years and years is because of the cash flow and passive income that it can produce. And unlike stocks, most private real estate is considered illiquid, meaning I can't just sell off 4% of my portfolio. So I've used the cash flow as my withdrawal funds. So my take on it is to use your passive income as your income source and any equity upside in your deals, meaning you bought a property at this price and you sold it at a profit, or you invested in a syndication and there was some equity on the backside when it sells, that equity upside I use for taxes and inflation and miscellaneous cost, much like in the stock example of leaving a little bit of margin of safety in there.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. If you're an investor like me, you're probably looking for one platform to manage the banking and finance needs of your entire portfolio. The good news is there is one. It's called Baselane, and it's the number one banking platform built for independent real estate investors that reduces busy work so you can focus on growing your business. With Baselane, you can earn up to a 4.19% annual percentage yield and 5% cash back on debit card spending with no monthly fees. With a simplified view of your cash flow and expenses, you can retire those tedious spreadsheets. You can also manage unlimited virtual accounts and cards, and even open separate accounts for each property or unit. Join more than 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane for their banking, property management, and bookkeeping. Head over to baselane.com/Joe and sign up today for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. That's baselane.com/Joe.
So I've been using this strategy mostly since about 2015 when I switched my mindset from an equity-focused investor to a cash flow-focused investor. And in my own portfolio, I've been able to maintain at least an 8% annualized passive income yield across the portfolio since then. Now, a couple considerations to highlight real quick. 8% versus 4% is kind of a big deal. It's twice as much. So if we look at $1 million portfolio, you're talking about $80,000 a year. If you're looking at a $2 million portfolio, $160,000 a year in passive income. Secondly, real estate offers a lot of great tax advantages, especially when you consider how passive income and cash flow is taxed when you're a real estate investor, but that's nor here nor there. That's a different conversation, but something to keep in mind. So while there's a lot to be said for low-cost index funds and the simplicity of the strategy, investing in essentially one thing for the rest of your life, maybe setting it up on autopilot, I've found over the years that the risk-reward profile better aligns for me when it comes to real estate compared to stocks. Now, sharing all of this with you is not to suggest that this is the right path for you, or it's what you should do, or that you should have 100% of your investments in real estate or not buy stocks or anything like that. But it is worth considering what passive income could do for your investment outcome. Investing in real estate, even if you're a hands-off investor in syndication, still entails a higher level of active participation and vetting deals and choosing what you want to invest in and choosing what you want to do when a deal sells. But the way I look at this is anytime you're putting your own personal time, effort, and energy into an investment, you should be compensated for that. In other words, you should have a higher overall return, or else why are you working for free? And I had this epiphany years ago when I used to flip homes, and then I finally discovered commercial multifamily real estate syndications with a very similar return profile without having to do all the heavy lifting and work. And that was a complete game changer in my life. And suddenly I realized I really could be a hands-off investor and use real estate as a long-term vehicle. So let me give you a hypothetical example to consider using what we've just talked about. We'll use Bob as an example. And Bob is starting out with $100,000 to invest. Bob has an active income. He makes $125,000 per year. So let's just call that $100,000 after taxes. And Bob maintains a 50% savings rate, meaning he's living on $50,000, and then he has $50,000 left over every year to allocate towards his investment portfolio. So if Bob sticks with this strategy of putting $50,000 a year towards his investment portfolio, and again, starting with $100,000, in about a 10-year time frame, his portfolio would be about $600,000, not including any investment returns. That would just simply be saving money for a 10-year period. So if we do factor in investment returns, we'll call it 8% annualized, just for example purposes, his portfolio would be valued very close to $1 million. And that would not be including any equity upside in the real estate deals he's invested in. So from this point, Bob now has a decision to make. He could keep up this aggressive savings rate and just keep on going until he hits his ultimate goal, or he could choose to take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit and coast for a while and expand his lifestyle with about plus or minus $80,000 per year in additional income. Now, obviously, that's an overly simplistic example, but I hope that the point is made that Bob has more options. He has more choices. Does he want to retire early? Does he want to switch to part-time work? Does he want to switch careers? Does he want to retire a spouse? Does he want to buy a second home? There's a lot of flexibility. And that, my friends, is the point of FIRE. It is simply to have more options and to allow you to decide how you want to live your life. Many people who have embraced the FIRE movement successfully and completed their journey, they choose to embrace the FI, the financial independence part of the acronym, and not the RE, retire early. And that's totally fine. Maybe they love what they do, they're happy with their career, or they just switch to working part-time instead, or they just have a general need for contribution. And there's nothing wrong with that. Once again, it's all about you and how you choose to live your life. But no doubt, it's helpful to have more options. Something to think about here for the week. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Please like, share, and subscribe. Share these episodes with anyone you think could benefit. Always happy to be a resource for you. Reach out, Travis Watts or at Passive Investor Tips on social media. Until the next episode, have a best ever week, everyone. Take care out there.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the Best Ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.